go to the official website of the Canadian government, you may read an advice about traveling to the United States, suggesting that there's no limit on cash you could be carrying around in your pocket. But still, the government says that it is not advisable to have many cash on you because banking could be problematic for non-U.S. Residents. And this advice just received an absolutely new meaning. The CBC service in Canada is reporting on a huge shakedown happening in the United States, and the perps are wearing uniforms, different sort of law enforcement representatives, from federal agents to state troopers on the roads, are literally ripping money off people on the roads. It happens in a way that they stop you, they stop your car for a minor infraction like changing lanes without a signal. The offense is not relevant at all. Then the officer has a chat with you and asks to have a look inside your car. If he finds any cash in your car, then he asks you to prove that this is not a money laundering case or you're not involved in any drug transportation or terrorism. If you cannot prove it, the cash is likely to find itself in the pockets of an officer. The investigation by Washington Post just recently suggested that ever since 9/11, when the law enforcement officers were giving additional tools and additional means in this country, there has been in excess of 61,000 strippings of cash without any proper search warrant. And the total bill for that amounts to a staggering $2.5 billion.